Hello, Daddy. Why do you look at me so strangely?
John, are you afraid of high places or confined areas?
No. What's this all about?
Well, I've been studying abnormal psychology in my spare time.
Oh. Well, that's a pretty abstruse subject for a working man, isn't it?
I can handle it. I can handle it. I have a very definite reason for delving into it, John.
I'm sure you must have, Daddy.
Oh, yes. For a long time now, I've had a strong suspicion that there's... Well, my wife and children are not exactly normal. They act funny.
But you're all right.
Oh, certainly.
I see.
Take my wife. She's absolutely insane about waffles.
Well, what about it? Does that make her abnormal if she likes waffles?
Well, I found out yesterday she had a trunk full of them. But my immediate concern is Snooks. At any rate, I bought a book on psychiatry and abnormal psychology.
Uh-huh.
Read up on it and waited for Snooks to come home so I could try out a few theories.
And?
I was sitting in my study when she came.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Snooks. Come in and close the door.
Why?
I want to have a little talk with you. Close the door.
I can't, Daddy.
Aha. Claustrophobia. You have claustrophobia.
What's that?
Oh, it's a morbid dread of being shut up in a confined space. That's what's the matter with you.
No, it ain't.
Then why can't you close the door?
Because it's already closed.
Oh. Well, open it. It's a little stuffy in here. Can't stand these small rooms. What are you so fidgety about?
I'm tired from the party.
Party? What party?
The one that Red took me to. And we played kissing games.
Kissing? Ah. Precocious development of the Freudian id. What kind of kissing games did you play?
Well, we had to spin a bottle, and when it turned into a boy, he had to kiss you or give you a lollipop. And I was very lucky, Daddy.
Oh? How were you lucky?
I won 86 lollipops.
I see. Indications of sublimated introversion.
What are you talking about, Daddy?
Snooks, you see this book I have in my hand?
Yeah.
It's a textbook on abnormal psychology.
Yeah.
It deals with the insane mind, and it can bring about the cure of a person with a mental affliction.
Did you read it, Daddy?
I did.
Do you feel better now?
I'm fine. I bought it on account of you.
Why?
Well, I decided that corporal punishment may not be the answer to correcting your many misdeeds. I'm sure you're not always aware that you're doing wrong, are you? Are you?
Ain't I?
I think not. And this book might save you from half the spankings you get.
I caught him, Daddy.
Oh, I suppose you figure that two books will save you from all the spankings, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Hmm. Sounds like the shrewd reasoning of incipient schizophrenia. Oh, I wonder if all those spankings have injured your head.
No, Daddy. It's just the opposite.
What do you mean?
I like it when you spank me.
You mean you purposely do naughty things to get spanked?
Uh-huh.
Good heavens, this is terrible. Doesn't it hurt you when I spank you?
Sure it hurts.
Then why do you like it?
Well, every time you spank me, I cry.
Yes.
And when I cry, you feel sorry for me.
Well?
And when you feel very sorry, you give me a dime to buy ice cream.
Oh, I see. It's the ice cream you're after.
No, I hate ice cream.
Then why do you buy it?
I don't. I buy grapes instead.
Grapes?
Yeah. And when I bring them home, I take them upstairs and squash them on Robespierre's nose. That's what I like.
Oh, you had me worried for a minute. Snooks, I'm going to psychoanalyze you.
Huh?
I'll remove your repression.
Do I have to take off?
No, no. You do not have to take off your hat.
I wasn't going
to. Never mind. Now, we'll start with a very simple test for reasoning power. Now, listen closely. I have three brothers. Ralph, George, and myself. That's wrong, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Why?
You forgot Uncle Louie.
That's not the answer at all. In the first place, Uncle Louie is Mommy's brother. And in the second place, I haven't any brothers.
Why did you say you had three brothers?
It's a hypothetical question, and the brothers I spoke of are imaginary.
Who put them there?
Where?
In a menagerie.
I didn't say anything about a menagerie. I said imaginary. But let's assume that I have brothers and their names are Ralph and George. Is it right for me to say I have three brothers?
No.
Is it right for anybody to say it?
Yeah.
Who could say it?
Your sister.
What are you talking about?
Well, what's the answer?
Why, it's obvious. I only have... if I say I have... Wait a second till I look in the book. There. I was right. The answer is two brothers.
Is it?
Yes. And you didn't do very well on that question. But we'll proceed with a perception test. Now, close your eyes for a minute.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, go on. I won't hurt you. Now, close your eyes. There. Now, try to eliminate all the usual noises, like traffic, or my breathing, or yours.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is it all quiet?
Yes, Daddy.
Now listen. Do you hear any strange voices?
Hey, hurry up, Snuggle.
I don't hear nothing, Daddy.
You didn't hear anything at all?
No.
Well, I thought I... Oh, this is ridiculous.
Did you hear something, Daddy?
No, of course not.
Hey,
Snuggle. It's nothing. You see, some poor deluded people think they hear voices. It's the penetration of the subconscious.
Yes.
Yes. There's one thing that no walls, no doors, no windows can shut out. It reaches you no matter where you are. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, the smell of boiled cabbage.
No. It's your subconscious. But let's go on with the psychoanalysis. Snooks, there are seven cows in a field. They're all walking in single file.
Mm-hmm.
That means one behind the other.
Yeah.
Which cow can turn around and say, I see six cows?
None of them.
Oh, why do you say that?
Which cows can't talk, Daddy?
Oh. They got the wrong answer here.
Yeah.
This idiot said the first cow. Why, certainly cows can't talk. Well, let's try another one.
Well, I want to go outside.
Snooks.
I want to go outside.
Let's go after this test. Now, it's just to find out how quick your reactions are. Just a simple little riddle.
All right.
Now, listen carefully.
All right.
It's not my sister. It's not my brother. But still, it's a child of my father and mother. Who is it?
I don't know.
Can't you guess?
No.
It's me.
Is it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Don't you see,
hey,
if I... I heard it again. I heard it, I tell you.
It was only Red Daddy. He's waiting for me outside.
Oh. Well, call him in.
Yeah, and I'll see if he's crazy, too. I'll ask him that test.
I guarantee he'll know the answer.
Come on in, Red.
Gee, I've been waiting outside so long. Oh, hello, Mr. Higgins.
Hello, Red. Go on, ask him, Soaks.
All right. Are you crazy, Red?
Huh?
Well, now see if you can do this test. It's not my sister. It's not my father.
Brother.
But still it's a child of my father and mother. Who am I?
Who is it?
Yeah, who is it, Red?
Oh, that's an old one. It's you.
No, it ain't. It's my daddy.
Oh, lots of you. The child's barmy.